Okay, welcome back, everybody. So we're holding on page 551 in the topic of Dinim. The learning today should be a Lenishmas. I did Chaver, who Baruch Hashem had the schus to visit his Kaver, Chaim Lutz ben Shimshon Aryeh, who was the schus for an Ilan Nisham for Yaakov Yosef ben Chaim Menachem ben Tzion, which also be a schus for Fush Lema, Chaim Moshe Yeshua ben Makach, Chaim Dov ben Menorachel, Chana Leah b'Shein d'Rachel, and Abadati ben Peril, as well as the schus for all those in a Makam Sakhana Nerd to Sol and those risking their lives to protect it. By the way, our learning has enabled Baruch Hashem as part of the schus Idan Alexander was Baruch Hashem able to be freed, and may it continue. May HaKadosh Baruch Hu have all the hostages released. Okay, so we talked yesterday about the importance of learning, and we said that the whole purpose of Lomoid is not Lomoid, just Lomoid, but Lomoid Lamid Lishmar V'Lasayisu L'Kayim. The whole purpose of learning is really to be able to do mitzvahs. And so if someone doesn't know, then he's got serious problems. And more than that, the problem is that if he's going to read Svarim, then he's, rather, this is more of a separate side point, but he said, if you're just going to read the English texts of Svarim that are not necessarily Achrayinim, then you're going to rely on a kula that maybe Achrayinim said not to rely on. So that's the problem there. So you have to know now to read a Pesach, for example, to read halachically speaking, where Moshe David is bringing you not just the Rishonim, but he's bringing you the Achrayinim and the current Achrayinim, so that you can rely on, because that he basically went through the Sugya and he's giving it to you. But he's talking about to read in English Shulchan Aruch and to paskin yourself off of a Shulchan Aruch was always the concern that Art Scroll had. And that's why there isn't a, I believe that's why there isn't a Art Scroll of Shulchan Aruch, is because not everyone's supposed to be a Pesach off the Shulchan Aruch. That's not the how it works. Now he talks about what happens if someone says, you know what, ignorance is bliss, who cares? So I don't learn, so I don't know. So he says like this, V'zeo ra'as ha'adam ba'aretz. This is the wickedness of a person. Sheha iser doim eloi k'mishar. That what's aser appears like it's straight. The inner nichnas lebeis hasaf ekadesh yishal. And rather than ask, he says, I'll ask for, right? Easier to ask for forgiveness than to ask permission. And if someone Nebuch runs his life that way, then even when he's unsure or whether of whether something's mutter, he doesn't even care to ask. Because what happens is if you don't learn properly, then things that are aser appear mutter. And things that are safek, you don't even ask because they certainly appear mutter, right? If something that's clearly aser is mutter, so then something in the middle is certainly mutter. Ella yashav ein of yase, a person does what he wants. The koicha de tera adif le. And the koicha tera adif, and that meaning, it's a play on words here. Koicha tera adif, adif le, meaning he's gonna end up doing what he wants. He's gonna say, I always prefer to take the heter, the easy way out. That's the end of it. At the end of the day, Sha'adam Asalitainas Adin actually be Keshleidadin. You can't hide behind ignorance is bliss. You can't say, I didn't know, because if you had the opportunity to know and you didn't, you're going to be held accountable. Theoretical learning is not the ikr, Ela Maisa, but actually practicing. And therefore, Kol Ma Shaloi Meit, Oishe Mea Belimudim Davar Chadosh. Therefore, and this is not just halacha, this is anything. You hear a good vart, you hear a good piece of musar, you hear a good shtickle taira, and it's something that's a chiddush that appeals to you. You should try to memorize it or to write it down. So that you remember it. So we all have different, we hear different limudim, different chidushim. Sometimes we go to a speech. And we say, wow, that really resonated with me. For whatever reason, it appeals to you or it really speaks to you. So we say in that situation, a person should do what he can to try to etch it in stone. So maybe write it down or take a recording of it, listen to it every once in a while. If it's a good book, have it, you know, Beis Halevi, right? David and I always talk about the Beis Halevi. We love the Beis Halevi. We had this chus David of going to the Kever of Moshe Cordovero. The Talmud Tavira. I love that Sefer Talmud Tavira. Have the Sefer around, learn it, and etch it. It should be etched in your mind. To know what it is and not deviate. Because that's really the point. The point is not theoretical learning, because if you have someone who never davens, never puts on tefillin, never does tzitzis, and he just sits in the corner and learns and does no mitzvahs, then that is not the purpose. The purpose is lilmoid lamed lishmar v'lasa zilakai. And when you really have a doubt, yelech l'chomra, you should rule stringently. Ki roi li roi mi lavar al adin yosef yosef me asher yogam epnei cherev. It's fitting that you be fearful of being oiver, like you're afraid of a sword, meaning of someone killing you. And he says sometimes, not always, but sometimes, even when most people are makil, sometimes it might be appropriate for you, a bal nefesh, to be yachmir. He says, I'm going to talk about this later on. In this way, you'll save yourself from destruction, and brachos of good will be showered upon you. I want to do one more because it's very short. It's divorce. It's about publishing, and it's also very relevant because we have opportunities nowadays to contribute to people who are publishing svarim. And he says essentially what a great schus it is, and why it's even greater than giving to a yeshiva or a base medrash. Why giving to printing of svarim has a greater schus. So he says like this. He says the advantage of publishing svarim is great because through it the Torah gets increased. Since most of the time Talmidei Chachamim don't have the means, they don't have the they can't afford to do it. Not everyone's David Lichtenstein that can publish his own svarim and sell them at a discount. So they basically travel from city to city to gather enough money to publish. So wealthy people should generously give. They'll enjoy an equal chelek im hechacham together with the Talmud Chacham themselves. Keep it zala chachma betzala kesef. Why? He says, obviously depends on the particulars of the sefer. Okay, if you're going to support someone who's writing a children's novel, that's not the same like someone who's writing a perusha on Rashi. Keep it selachachma, I'm sorry, ulefi mashahu nitzrach l'rabim, as well as what the need is to the rabbin, how necessary it is. Ulefi atayelas hanimshach mimenu l'avodas Hashem yisbarach, and the benefit that will result from publishing it and making it available. He says, v'doik v'tishkach, here is this point. Tishab kemat ein kesef shigehei nechshav l'mitzvah rabba kazu. He says, if you were looking for a mitzvah, we're always looking for investments that are going to pay off. And we invest in these far-flung mishagasim, that maybe it'll double and triple our money. He says, you want to look for a far-reaching investment that will quadruple your benefit. He says, publishing is one. Why? He said, generally, all expenses that you incur for a mitzvah are a one-time. You buy a lulav and esrog, use it how many times? 1 year, and it's over with. You buy matzahs, use it 1 year, it's over with. You buy a sukkah, you're lucky if you get 10 good years out of it, 12 good years out of it, before you got us to ready to start replacing it. But someone who's publishing Svarim said, because there, once it's published, so now it remains, and it remains L'dayris. You bring merit to the community, and all the Schosim constantly are attributed back to you. Right, and not only is it preceding you to Gan Eden, but after you're in Gan Eden, every Yom Kippur, when there's going to be another judgment of all everything that happened in the year, you're going to get more and more reward, even though you're already gone from the world. Why? Because your actions on this world are going to continue to pay it forward. How great of a chelek that is! Kana shem toiv, kana loy divrei Torah. He acquired a great name, and he acquired Talmud Torah, kanolai chayi olam haba, v'gam olam hazeh kesef kesef riba, as well as in this world, he says, you'll be blessed with an abundance of wealth. So if you're looking for an investment, right now we have opportunity, and Moshe David isn't paying me to say this, but he's putting out a new sefer. He just hit me up, and you have an opportunity now to contribute. And exactly what he says, you bring the manuscript to life. Every time that sefer gets learned, you get a chelek, and you're gone from this world, still a chelek is going to continue be attributed to you in Shemayim, and you continue to pay it forward for many years to come, and it should be a schus for all of Klal Yisrael.